The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Lifestyle 360 with host Nicole Monier. Our program is all about getting you in tune with your health, fitness, emotions, relationships, successes, and failures. All of this can give you a better life when you keep them in check. Now, here is your host, Nicole Monier.
Good morning, world. I'm Nicole Monier, and I am your host today. We are talking to Total Athletic Care. And what Total Athletic Care is, they are a chiropractic, acupuncture, massage therapy, and rehabilitation clinic. And so I actually have been a patient of theirs for 13 years. And so it may sound like I'm a little biased, and maybe I am, but at the same time, thought it was something that would be important to actually have on my show because so many people have myths about chiropractic care, I should say misconceptions. And most people out there are living in pain and they're not doing anything about it. So I want to share my story of how I stumbled upon Total Athletic Care. And again, it was 13 years ago in the late 90s. And I this is when Bally Total Fitness was in Chicago. And so I worked at two of their locations in the Schaumburg area. And one of their locations had the chiropractic facility, Total Athletic Care, inside, you know, the gym. And so kind of like, you know, what is it, a Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts combo like that, where you got two things in one, you know, your one-stop shop. So anyway, I actually had injured myself. At that time, I was competing in fitness, and so doing all sorts of crazy routine skills and drills and strength moves. And, you know, a lot of repetitive movement. And so I had actually injured my forearm and to the point where I couldn't really even shampoo my hair. And so I, you know, went home and couldn't shampoo my hair and, you know, stubborn. Like, how many of you have an injury and you think, oh, it's going to be okay. I'll just rest. And so, you know, I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't even shampoo my own hair in the shower. So ended up going in to see Dr. Schuster and, you know, had a case of tendonitis. And so treated me, and I actually had a show in a month. And so got my arm better to actually compete in this fitness competition in, you know, in that amount of time. And, you know, with the various treatments that he has. And so over the years, the one thing that I've learned, and I try and share with all my clients and family and friends, I probably referred over 100 people to them. They're like family. They've got a great energy, and it's nice being a doctor's daughter. My dad is deceased. So, you know, growing up, I always had excellent care from my dad, a doctor, and my mom, a nurse. But at the same time, if there was something out of their scope, they made sure that whoever I was sent to, you know, took great care of me. So, you know, I always had that trust and that feeling of comfort. And so with Total Athletic Care, you know, I feel the same. It's like very comfortable there, happy staff, fun staff, goof around a lot. But, you know, Dr. Schuster and Dr. Barrero both really care about their patients, as do their massage therapists and the front desk staff. Very, you know, nice, genuine people. And so over the years, the one thing that I really have learned is that when you have some type of injury, you really want to treat it as soon as possible so that it doesn't become chronic. And the sooner you do treat it, you know, the more likely you are to recover fully. I have an injury from when I was 21 and I cheered for the Bulls, and it's a chronic injury, hamstring glute tear. And, you know, your body naturally compensates, whether, you know, you're working and you're at a desk and you have poor posture, or you actually have an injury and your body will just naturally protect. And then you end up having these repetitive, you know, poor body patterns that we build up over time. And so I never ever did anything about that injury. And so that injury still kind of nags me here and there, and they've treated that and I've gotten a lot of relief with that. But any injury that I've had, you know, since meeting Schuster and Dr. Barrero, it's like I'll go in and I'll get it treated immediately. And, you know, it depends. It could be a week, it could be a couple weeks, it could be a couple months where I'm getting certain treatments from them. And, you know, finally then it's like I'm 100%. I can go back to working out. I can go back to doing what I was doing and what I love. And there's so many people out there that, again, they love to work out. They love to be active. And, again, if you want to continue working out and being active, you want to be able to, you know, take care of your body. And even so, like now, you know, I go in there for regular massages, which, you know, they have a great staff there. And that helps, too. Everybody needs to get relief from the tension and the stress from everyday life. So I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Frederick Schuster and Dr. Mary Chris Barrero. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Nicole. How are you doing?
Good. So thank you for joining us. And Dr. Schuster, and again, so for those of you listening, for short, call him Dr. S and then Dr. B. That's just how I know them. So Dr. S, I want to know, you have been in practice with Total Athletic Care in Schaumburg for 13 years, and that's not where you initially started. You were a paramedic and a fireman before, so why did you decide to go into chiropractic care?
You know, that's right. I was a paramedic fireman right out of college. I have a bachelor's in Northern Exercise Physiology, and I was unsure what to do, and I met some paramedics, and then I went to paramedic school, and I became a paramedic fireman in Norridge. Anybody about Norridge is they're all brick bungalows, so there's no fires. But I love being on the ambulance. And so I was there for 12 years, and, you know, we used to bash chiropractors. You know, chiropractors see patients 50 times. They're not good. And so then about 4 years into my service, I had a little Italian lady, about 350 pounds, and I hurt my back. And I would never do anything. I was working at the hospital at the time, my days off, and I was taking boatloads of Naprosyn. Wasn't getting better. Finally, one of the paramedics took me into this chiropractor in Chicago, Dr. Szymanski. And I walked in, and he looked like you and I, and he went to U of I. He was smart. I didn't have to come 50 times, and he got me better. And I still wasn't sold. But then I went to the college, and I met people, and then I really felt it was a change. I wanted to move on. I loved the ambulance. I really learned how to take care of patients, and I think that's what really helps me in my practice now. I mean, we treat everybody like our family. And when we hired paramedics, we didn't care about their skills. We wanted to make sure that this man or lady would get up 2 o'clock in the morning and take care of, you know, little Mrs. Miller like their own grandmother. So that's what we want. And that's when we hire our massage therapist here. And that's what I liked when I met Dr. Barrero. I mean, that she really takes care of her patients, and you know, she'll be calling them up, and she wants to get them better. So, but that's why I started and went to chiropractic school, and we opened this business here. And then it's kind of funny. When you came in, you're a Leary, too. You came in with your boyfriend, and you just came in for a consult, and you had this pain. You were desperate when you came in to see me, I think, and you had this pain in your left elbow. And it was the tendonitis. It was the tennis elbow. And so when we see that a lot, especially someone like yourself, you do the explosive push-ups. And so what we did was for you, you know, I kind of explained to you what we would do, and I thought I could get you better in maybe, you know, 6-8 visits. And that's the one thing. We'd get our patients better fast. Our patients, I may have patients here in Dr. B for the last 15 years, but we've probably treated every part of their body. So our main goal is to get them back, you know, so they can get back and do what they want to do. So for you, we did the ultrasound high volt, which helped, you know, decrease some of the muscle spasms. I think we did acupuncture, and they had the massage therapist see you, and then we had you ice it and do exercises. So if we had you do 4 or 5 different things, we're going to get you better, and then I think we got you better. But, I was kind of funny. I wanted to see how you injured it. And I remember I watched your routine. I went back in the back room ballets, and I saw you sprint across the room and then dive into the air and do some kind of tricep push-up real fast, you know, push-up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's how she injures it. And that's why I think most of your injuries all have to do with more the muscle-tendon connection, just because what you used to do was just the explosive, that bodybuilding, that fitness contest. So.
Dr. Barrero, tell us a little bit how you got into chiropractic care.
Actually, I was sick as a kid, and I was on like 26 pills a day when I was 11 years old. And I thought that was just ridiculous. And I went through every single medical test I could. I went so far as to do exploratory surgery, and they couldn't figure out what it was. My sister was working for a chiropractor at the time, as Dr. Schuster's Dr. Schuster used to work, and I saw Dr. Kearns. And I talked to him. I was going to try anything at that point. At this point, I was probably 18, 19 years old, and he got me better in about 3 or 4 treatments. And I thought that was, I was sold. I was already in medical school. Oh, not medical school, but I was going pre-med. And at that point, I was just sold, and I switched immediately. And I went to chiropractic school and never looked back.
That's awesome. So when you say you were sick and you were on all those pills, what exactly were you sick with?
I had a rectal bleed, and they couldn't figure out what it was from. I had colonoscopies, endoscopies, Merkel diverticulum scans. I had all these tests. I didn't even know what they were for at that time. And I was going through this since I was 11 years old. And, you know, I was so sick of all the medical testing because it was test after test and, you know, bill after bill that was coming in. I was frustrated. My mom was frustrated. And as my chiropractic helped, I was sold.
So what treatment did he perform on you? Because, again, that's not something typically that you hear, you know, chiropractors treating.
Sure. So what he did is he did a few tests. He found that I was gluten sensitive, so that was causing a lot of the swelling and a lot of the bleeding. He did a few adjustments on my back and took a few things out of my diet, and I haven't bled since.
Wow. Okay, I never knew that about you, and I've...
did he treat you with homeopathy too, Dr. B?
Very good. Okay, so tell us here, Dr. Schuster, your business has grown quite a bit, you know, over the past 13 years. You had one doctor, then two. Your massage therapist, I think you had like one or two. Now you have 4 or 5. Your front desk staff is now at, you know, 3 or 4. So tell us just... you know, what's happened over these past 13 years
sure.
for you?
I think we're really blessed by God. You know, I don't want to sound kind of, you know, out there. We're just lucky that people that we've had in contact, like meeting someone like yourself or just, you know, getting on staff at Alexian Brothers or some of the sports teams we take care of and the people that we have work for us. I mean, like Raphael, he's been with us 10, 12 years. You know, in our front desk, our girls have been with us, you know, Jeanette, 14 years, Michelle, 12. So it's nice. Like, it is a big family. So when we do a lot of 5Ks together, our whole staff, we just did ran up the Hancock building. We do that every year with our patients. And so we try and have fun. But, you know, it's nice that, you know, we come in, sometimes we're crabby, but we all get along really well. You know, it's like brothers and sisters. We're lucky. And the patients that most of our patients are referral, you know, we have, you know, like yourself, I always tease people. I always can tell when a patient comes from Nicole because they're sitting out there and usually, you know, they're in good shape and they have a bag. And usually the women are when I was in ballet, the women come in and then a lot of men would come in because these women were usually pretty good looking. But these girls would be pulling out sweet potatoes, chewing out sweet potato, or they're pulling out the piece of chicken and just eating the chicken. And so I thought, okay, this lady is from Nicole here. And so they were, you know, so, and sometimes they were reluctant, you know, they came in, but, you know, if we got them better, like you just sent someone over to us, a little lady about 50 years old, and she's a competitive weightlifter. So she came in, she had some pain in her quad. She couldn't lift for 6 months, and it turned out to be she just had a trigger point in her quad. So Dr. B and I worked on her. We did ultrasound high volt on her. Dr. B did active release, and we did some acupuncture. And after about maybe 7 visits, she's back in lifetime, and she's lifting. She lifts more than I do, and she probably weighs about 110.
Yeah, no, I know exactly who you're talking about. So Everybody stay with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to hear more about some of those treatments.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Are you taking full advantage of all the lessons that your life is trying to teach you? These lessons are the building blocks of who you are and who you will ultimately become. On Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, host John Earle will show you how to discover your life's lessons and how to use these lessons to transform your life into a deeper and more profound experience. Discover the meaning of your existence. Tune in to Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back. I'm Nicole, your host, and today I am talking about chiropractic care with Dr. Schuster and Dr. Barrero. And we last left off with how Dr. Schuster knows when I refer, and Dr. Barrero, they know when I refer people to them because of what they're eating, what they have in their purse. And it's kind of funny because I remember one time, I think a couple times actually, I've come into the office and I have my chicken burgers, and I get them at Whole Foods. And sometimes people look at them twice because they're a chicken burger. They're like perfectly circular, but they're antibiotic hormone free. It's not like they're processed or anything. And he's like, "Is that a sugar cookie?" And I'm like, "Do you think that I'm gonna be a sugar cookie?" So anyway, we were talking about some different treatments. And you guys have so many different treatments there, and pretty much every treatment that you offer, I've had everything from adjustments to ART, which is active release therapy, which I think so many people don't know about, but that's one of my favorite treatments, along with the high volt ultrasound. Those two give me great relief. So far with my pregnancy, Dr. B, you've been taking care of me with pregnancy acupuncture, which it's been 3 weeks now, and I definitely notice a difference with like nausea and fatigue, and it's supposed to help with labor and delivery. And then the massage that I get, and even, you know, when you have suggested corrective exercise and all that stuff. So, and kinesio tape. So why don't you guys start off and tell us a little bit about what, you know, who specializes in what? I mean, you guys both do everything, but I know some of you have a little bit stronger background in each.
Sure. I'm Dr. B, and I'm full body certified in active release technique, and we call it ART for short. And what that is it's like a soft tissue system that treats problems with muscles, ligaments, tendons, and nerves. A lot of times it's from overused muscles. That could be anywhere from acute things like you pulled, teared, you know, in a car accident of some sort, small tears, which are like microtraumas from workouts or regular fitness, or from hypoxic areas that just don't get enough oxygen. What it does is it's like a deep stretching technique, and what we do is we hold on a certain part of the muscle. We take it through its full range of motion, so you get that full stretch throughout the entire muscle. And each muscle is different. Each muscle does a different movement, so we go along with that entire full range of that particular muscle, and a lot of people get long-lasting relief, which is great. And what it also does is it breaks up scar tissue, so that tough, dense tissue that makes muscles become shorter and weaker, we stretch that out and make it more like regular tissue, and it's great like that.
So you just got back... You just got back from Hawaii, which is pretty nice to be able to go there for continuing education. So tell us, you know, when you're doing your continuing education, what did you learn recently regarding ART?
We learned new shoulder protocols. ART is great for things like frozen shoulder. We get people back within 80% range of motion pretty quickly. So it's great for that. We learn new shoulder protocols, new foot protocols for plantar fasciitis. So a lot of times people treat the bottom of the foot. It can also help the top of the foot as well. A lot of problems are actually in the ankle joints instead of the bottom of the foot. So we learn new protocols for that as well.
Gotcha. So you and I have been coming to you for the pregnancy acupuncture, and both you guys do acupuncture, but you specialize in the pregnancy. So I'd love for you to share the benefits of acupuncture and even the pregnancy acupuncture as well, and just even your study of it.
Sure. So acupuncture in general, I actually started doing acupuncture classes before I became a chiropractor. I was very interested in it. My sister got me into it because she had it done for eczema, and it got rid of all the scars and all the rashes from her eczema. And, you know, she comes in every once in a while for a boost, but for all the scars that she had for over the years that she was embarrassed of, they're all gone. So that's what got me into it. And then I do a lot of Chinese acupuncture, which is like the Eastern type. So what that does is it's a full body system. It regulates all the energy flow in the body. Anytime that you have blockages, and that's what I call like the active points, we treat those points, and it's great for things like hair loss. I do a lot of hair loss for women in the office. It's great for fertility as well, for pregnancy, for the morning sickness and the nausea. Anything that's, we pretty much regulate and we get your whole body back to working properly, and that's what the acupuncture does.
Okay, that's interesting, because I didn't even know that. I've never even heard of that for acupuncture. You know, I've heard of, you know, just a lot of relief, especially with the adrenals, and just, again, just more muscle versus other things that you're mentioning that are more chronic or things that you wouldn't ever think you could, you know, reverse with that. That's interesting. So, Dr. Schuster, tell us about, like, STEM. I know, you know, I started with you doing STEM and then the high volts, and, you know, you guys both do adjustments, so you can both talk about that, but let people know what the STEM does and the ultrasound.
Sure. We'll use ultrasound with electric STEM, so it's a combination. Very seldom do we use ultrasound by itself. And by using the ultrasound and electric STEM together, there's really a synergy effect. And so you get two therapies in one coming in there, and we'll use it. Let's say Dr. B and I, we had a little baseball player come in yesterday. And his parents, so they're really, you know, intense. They want their kids to be the best. And this little boy is 16 years old, goes to high school here. He's a sophomore, and he's already signed with Northwestern to play baseball in 2 years. So he's pitching Wednesday. So he came in yesterday, and he has a little muscle tear, and it's called the levator scapula. And it's on top of your pitcher, your wing bone, your scapula, and it goes up to your neck. And so we did some ultrasound high volt, some acupuncture on there. The ultrasound high volt, what that's going to do is decrease the muscle spasm, decrease the pain, and also help just make it move a little bit better. And then the acupuncture is going to also bring more circulation. So we're trying to heal this. You know, pitching Wednesday is probably a little bit too soon, but we'll try that. This is not a pitching arm. But also with massage therapists work on them. Dr. B is going to see the patient tonight, and she's going to do active release on this, on the patient. So hopefully he can pitch Wednesday, you know, and that's our goal, is to get these people better fast. We'll treat him afterwards. And I think you kind of taught us, you know, when the one thing when people come in, let's say other than this young man, we've got a lot of people in 70s, 80s. When we ran up the Hancock building, we had a gentleman, he's 76 years old, and he ran out the Hancock building with us. So So even though my bachelor's in exercise phys, you know, I was in decent shape always, but I think when I met people like you inside Bally's, you know, you're the one that got me to go take the yoga class at Tri-Balance. I would never think about taking hot yoga, you know, and then I went there, and now we push all our patients over there. Actually, they have, and they let our patients go there free for a while. And so it really works out well. Or we get these people to join a health club. The health clubs around here, we can get our patients to join a little bit cheaper, a little deal for them. So, and I'll tell them, you know, the best thing you can do is, instead of seeing me, is exercise. You know, lose the weight. A lot of people come in here, they're heavy, their knees hurt, their feet hurt, and they're 30 pounds overweight. And so I'll tell them about the sweet potatoes, and I can still remember, you know, and I'm always about 5-10 pounds overweight. I remember one time you sat down and you saw what I was eating for lunch, or you asked me what I ate, and you sat down in our lobby for 45 minutes and started writing things down, what I should eat, and you handed it to me. And I still remember that, and I follow a lot of that, too. But now I also interact that with my patients, and so we all eat pretty healthy, you know. But I think the exercise is the big part of getting healthy. You know, there are patients, the ones that are 80 years old that we see, they all exercise.
I think it all goes together. Like, it's a package. Eating right, when you eat better, you feel better. When you, you know, when you're pain-free and you maintain that, then you're able to move better and feel better. So it's like I couldn't be doing what I'm doing without you guys. Because, and same thing with doing yoga or Pilates and eating right. Like everything helps reduce that inflammation in the body. And so it's like we have so many stressors today from, you know, there's a lot of bad food out there that people are eating. People aren't necessarily, you know, and I know not everybody is eating the way I'm eating. And it's like I'm even in pain. So it's like, you know, I have internal stressors. We all have stress. So stress affects us differently. So, I mean, everything together. But I want to ask you, like, you know, you work with young kids and adults. Like, what's the youngest and what's the oldest? Or there is really there's no age. Like, you work with any age.
Yeah, the oldest, let's see, we have, who's Eugene? Eugene is 82. You know, so, and he still goes to the gym. He didn't do the stairs with us. You know, it was pretty good that 76-year-old did the Hancock building with us. And he works out with the trainer 3 times a week. He actually, I do what he does. After his workout, he goes in the sauna for 20 minutes. He does 100 squats. So I'm at Lifetime. My brother and I, after we work out, we go to the sauna always, and we do 100 squats. People look at us like we're out of our minds. And I said, I say, how?
I don't go in the sauna, well, at least not now, but to see you guys down there doing that, I get you on film.
If my 76-year-old patient can do it, I can do it. And so I get done, and it's really, I feel pretty good. Yeah, I'm much more patient after I work out. But the younger patients, boy, you know, Dr. Beal sees some young, we'll see some young kids, let's say 1, 2, let's say if they have a torticollis, that's just stiff neck in Latin. And so that SCM, that's the muscle in your neck, and that spasms up. So we'll work on that, you know, so we can help with that. But we've got a little boy that we used to see, you know, he's better now. He can live for headaches maybe. Remember the little Indian boy, Dr. B? A little six-year-old. Would come in, and then we're getting younger and younger because a lot of these kids are doing CrossFit.
That's probably good for you guys.
Yeah, so that we see these professional moms that all of a sudden they were athletes and now they're 45 and they're doing CrossFit. They come in with most bizarre injuries, and now their kids are doing it too. But, you know, people think, well, you know, should I exercise? You know, the benefit outweighs the risk by far. You could just sit on your couch and watch Oprah and save your heartbeats, but I think it's better to go out and do something. Sure, you may rupture your ACL, or you may, you know, hurt yourself, hurt your Achilles playing basketball, but it'd be better to do something than just sit around.
Yeah, and it sounds like you get a lot of inspiration from your patients, as I do from my clients.
Yes.
So we'll be back after this break with more from Dr. B and Dr. Schuster.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
We're back with Total Athletic Care, and we're talking about various treatments, a lot of misconceptions out there, and just educating people on what really there is for pain that they have, chronic pain. And so I have Dr. Schuster and Dr. Burrow with me. And Dr. Burrow, I'd like to ask you about kinesio tape. I myself, I know pretty much everything you guys offer, I've had that treatment. And so I know for my shoulder, I'd have the pink tape, the blue tape, the black tape, you know, on my shoulder or my calf walking around with it. And of course, a lot of people have no idea. You know, it's funny because when I see people with the tape on, I mean, I immediately know I've had it. But tell us about the kinesio tape and all the benefits of it.
Sure. So everyone always wonders about, like, in the Olympics or in sports events, you'll see runners with the tape. Everyone's always asking, what's that colorful tape? What is it about? And so what it is, it's actually like a specialized tape that actually stretches. And what it does is, instead of using that old zinc oxide tape when they would tape your ankles and, like, you know, wrap your ankles or wrap your wrists and you couldn't move your ankle. I mean, it was, like, locked in tight. This tape, what it does is it supports, but it still gives you, like, range of motion. So it still supports it. So it gives you that support that you're looking for, but it also helps you still move. So we use it a lot just to support muscles. A lot of times people will come in with some separated shoulders, so we'll tape their shoulder back up. And what it does is you leave it on for about 3 days, and it works with the pressure receptors right underneath the skin, and that's how it works. What the other useful thing I use it for is people that have, say, after knee surgeries or something like that, they come in with this gross swelling. There's a protocol for lymphatic drainage that's great that helps get the swelling out of the joint. And those are the two things I probably use it the most for. Also, along with ART, I mean, it could be used for almost any muscle in the body. So it's great. I took the seminars back in school, and I've used it ever since.
Very good. And Dr. Schuster, tell us a little bit about adjustments and how often you do those on people and what adjustments you're doing. Is it just the neck, back? What all are you doing with your patients?
Sure. A lot of times we think of chiropractors working just neck and low back, and we do that. And we do traction. We do a type that's called diversified, which we're actually moving, let's say, a certain vertebrae. Let's say that gentleman I talked about earlier today, the little 16-year-old baseball player. So we adjusted his thoracic spine right at T3, T4, up in the middle of his back there, and just a simple adjustment, and just to get the motion, the picture with all these muscles and tensions connected to these bones. So if these vertebrae don't move correctly, their muscles are going to become tight. That's why I really believe in moving those joints. You just put normal motion into them, but also then have the massage therapist work in the muscles. It really works hand in hand. If I wasn't a chiropractor, I'd probably be a massage therapist because I like doing the soft tissue work, as Dr. B does too. And then also that little boy, that 16-year-old young man, we adjusted his neck where that muscle connects to its C2, C3. We adjusted that very gently. And it's adjustments are very, very safe. I always tease people, my malpractice insurance, where I staff the Lexington Brothers, I have high malpractice insurance because I'm on a safety hospital, so it's maybe $1 million, $3 million is my coverage, and I pay under $4,000 a year. So the actuaries, they know what's dangerous, what's not. What we do is not dangerous. Then also, what was the other question you asked me?
Just basically how the adjustments benefit.
Oh, yeah, the other parts. Yeah. Yeah, we work out a lot of feet, a lot of ankles. Let's say someone comes in and they had a cast on their foot for 4 months. The bone is healed, the tissue looks good, but it still hurts. All of a sudden, depending on what we find, but let's say the ankle mortise joint may be locked up. So just a couple adjustments and it's going to be back to normal. So we'll see that patient during then. And we really pride ourselves. We try and get these people back fast. We're not going to tell someone they need to come in 50 times, 3 times a week. You know, we don't believe in that, and most chiropractors don't. There's a select few, but, we may have you come back. You know, everybody's busy, two, three times a week for 2-3 weeks. But we'll work on the elbows. We'll adjust that elbow, the toes, the fingers, every part of the body will adjust.
So in regards to healthcare and benefits, what's the percentage you have of your patients that are receiving coverage for, chiropractic care at your office versus out of pocket? Because I know a lot of people are concerned about money. So
yeah.
Where do you see that going with
The insurance, it's changing rapidly. So a lot of people have insurance but maybe have a high deductible. Before they come in, we'll do a consult and we'll look at their insurance and we'll let them know. I think, it's a higher percentage of people that pay cash now that come in. They want to get better, and I think they they've been cash patients of ours for 10 years, but they know that we'll get them better. All of a sudden, Dr. B and I may have seen them for their ankle 5 years ago, and all of a sudden they come in, and they're coming in for their neck. But the insurance is changing rapidly. Dr. B and I were just talking about that yesterday, depending on what kind of plans we want to join, and sometimes your insurance companies are not the fairest, but we have to, our job, we love our job. Taking care of our patients, we couldn't do anything else. So, we just kind of go with the punches and we'll make it work.
And I think one thing you said is key is that, with the patients you work with, they come in for one thing and they get relief and then they're sold. And just like both of you are sold and then same with me being sold. And so, I have so many testimonials, from you guys. And one that I remember as well was back in 2009 when I was getting ready to compete in Miss Fitness USA in Las Vegas. And, I had a sponsor paying for everything, flying me out, everything. And I was about 2 weeks out and I had torn my calf. And so never in my life had I been on crutches, and I tore my calf doing routine drills. So, I had been up early. I think I had done some weight training earlier in the day. I'm not a person to do a lot of cardio or double cardio like some of these other athletes out there. That's just I've never really had to do a lot of cardio. But I do, kind of like a HIIT routine drill training when I was training for my fitness competitions to build my endurance. Like you said, a lot of plyometric movement, a lot of explosive movement to train, those muscles and stuff like that and to build my endurance. And so tore my calf. I was training with one of my best friends. We were both getting ready to go out there to compete and just doing some little single leg jumping and ripped it and couldn't walk out of the gym. And I remember you were out of town when that happened, which completely and totally sucked. Excuse my language, but it was like, oh my God. So then I called another friend and who's a chiropractor, and he had, given me, I think, some stim, ice, and some tape. And that held me over until you came back. And then when you came back, you know, to get me better, I was seeing you like a regular athlete, you know, seeing you maybe twice a day for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But my injury normally for the average person would take a month to get off crutches. I was walking, you know, in 12 days, you know, I walked actually, I remember wheelchair. So if anybody ever needs wheelchair service at the airport, you can get it and they treat you like gold. I remember they picked me up curbside, brought me all the way in, took care of me. So I took a wheelchair there. I competed on it, which was probably the stupidest thing I could have ever done. So like when my clients are like, I'm in pain, you know, they come to me and they tell me that, oh, I have this nagging injury, like it's before me, you know, they've had it, but they haven't done anything. And I'm like, okay, well, we can do some Pilates, we can do some corrective, we can, you know, get in there and stretch it and break up those adhesions. But I'm telling you, you got to go do something else, you know, and it always happens, you know, just like I didn't listen to me. It's like if you have something that's chronic and you add load to it or you just keep going, you're just going to make it worse. And so what happens a lot of times with my clients, they learn the hard way, as did I, that they'll just kind of do what they want to do. You know, they hire me as a professional, but they don't want to listen to my professional advice and they'll do what they want to do. They end up making it worse. A lot of times often when they're without me, you know, they're working out without me, they hurt themselves really bad. And then I tell them, I'm like, you know what? You need to rest. Like, you know, I bow out when things are out of my scope and I tell them, hey, here's my army. Here's my tribe of people. And you know, you guys are my tribe for a majority of my clients because they've got the shoulder, the neck, the back, the knee, the foot, the hip, you name it. And, you know, they'll go to you for whatever, it's a couple weeks or a couple months, and finally they will get relief and, you know, in conjunction with, you know, if they're still going to me with stuff or sometimes they need to take a break. But, you know, I would love to hear some of the client testimonials you have because you did get me better for my show. I went, I competed, and then, you know, I kind of re-injured it again, of course, stupid me. And then, you know, I stayed off it and I'm like, I can't do this because this is what I do for a living. I'm so physically active that I need to just learn to listen to my body and not push, even though, you know, I'm passionate about fitness, just like you have these little kids that are passionate about their sport or their parents want them to be the best. And sometimes it's like, okay, well, do you want to play long term or do you want to just play short term? So share with us some of the testimonials you've had that have, you know, with your clients where they've really come around or even ones that didn't listen to you.
Dr. B, you want to go?
Sure. I had a patient, his name was Chris, and he came in, he was training for a 10K, and his shin, it just went out. Like, he just had horrible shin splints, it was swollen. He came in actually every day that week. I was trying my best to get it better as fast as I could, and you know, at the end I was just like, you know, I really don't think you should do this. Like, it is getting better, it's about 70%, 75%. But I don't feel comfortable with you doing the 10K. Come back on Monday, you know, we'll keep it going and then we'll get you ready for the next one. So he comes in on Monday with a little medal saying he did his 10K, and I looked at him and I was like, are you serious right now? And he's like, it felt better, it felt okay, but he's like, I know I didn't listen to you, but I knew you would fix it. He's like, you fixed it before, I heard it again, I'll fix it, you can fix it after. And I was like, okay, come on back, we'll get it started. But I just thought it was funny. I was like, you know, I did my best. I told him, like, I don't think you should do this. He went out, did it anyway. He got through it. Obviously, he had a little finishing medal. And then it was just like, he's like, well, I'll fix it again. And I was like, okay.
You get it too. You get it too. I'm not the only one. So anyway, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we'll hear some testimonials from Dr. Schuster.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
What does success mean to you? Is it being just like the person on the other side of the fence where the grass is supposedly greener? We harbor too many feelings of envy and suppressed anger targeted at others, and it's holding us back from our success. Tune in to Wealthy Thoughts with Richard Levy. Just by listening, you'll be empowered to make positive lifestyle changes to live the successful life that you deserve to live. Wealthy Thoughts can be heard every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back. Today I'm talking with Total Athletic Care, which is a chiropractic, acupuncture, massage therapy, and rehabilitation clinic. They have been my lifesavers for the past 13 years. I have Dr. Schuster and Dr. Barrera on the line, and we've recently just been talking about some client testimonials and even my own testimonial, just about how people are really stubborn. You know, we all love to be active. I don't say we all love to be active, but a lot of us, you know, are active and we're passionate about a sport or working out. Or, you know, running marathons, whatever it is, we're passionate about it. And, you know, a lot of times we think, oh, you know, we'll be okay. We don't need to listen. We can push through it. And then, you know, lo and behold, you end up in worse condition than before. So, Dr. Schuster, tell us a little bit about, you know, one of your favorite testimonials, you know, a success story where, you know, they came out and they maybe they weren't so stubborn like Dr. B's client or
like me. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have a lot of testimonials, and but we don't, you know, we don't heal everybody. You know, people do come in, and we have a good network of orthopedic surgeons and doctors, medical doctors, that will send them out. And usually these doctors, we watch their surgeries. We're going to their office. You know, we have a good neurosurgeon, Lutheran General, a couple orthopedic surgeons by Lexington Brothers, but we know them. We know them well, you know. So when they come in, you know, and we can, let's say we realize that, let's say they tore their Achilles tendon, or let's say someone's got a herniated disc in C5, C6, and they can't lift their arm up. We're smart enough, we realize, okay, we're not going to help these people. And so we'll make the phone call. I'll call right then, and I'll talk to that neurosurgeon and get them in right away. So we're going to treat them just like our brother or sister. But, you know, the people in it, it's always best to try conservative care, and then if we can't help them with, you know, our acupuncture, ultrasound, we'll use homeopathy, we'll use like arnica or bryonia, certain supplements. We'll try and change their diet. You know, I know just natural fats. Let's say someone comes in with just chronic inflammation. You know, they could see us every day, and unless they change their diet and start maybe having some good fats, and I'll ask people, let's say, you know, what'd you eat today? You know, and my cousin, he's the, you know, smart, he's a biology teacher. He goes, I eat well every day. I go, what'd you have?
Everybody says that.
Yeah. He stops at McDonald's every day, gets a cup of coffee and a sausage burrito. I go, wait, that's not good, okay? So we're all kind of brainwashed. We enjoy on the break we're talking about taking care of these children. We take care of the Barrington lacrosse team, the varsity team, and you know those girls. We put the kinesio tape on. They call it magic tape because they think it cures everything. It doesn't cure everything, and but you know we use it for their shin splints and also for their plantar fasciitis. I'm treating two girls, and I was at the game last night, and a little girl scored about 6 goals, and parents are all happy. She's playing. If you've had the plantar fasciitis, how painful that is. And all of a sudden, they asked me last night after the game, "Well, when's it going to go away?" It's probably not going to go away. I mean, until she stops playing, but she plays year round. So,
yeah.
You know, we have them ice it, you know, like we put like a can of baked beans in the freezer and they roll that at night. So, but the main thing is, though, like you said, you have a good network of people and we do too. And, you know, if we can't treat everyone, and not our basic success, but if we can push them into the right corner, the right person, and get them better, that's great.
Yeah. Dr. B, are you involved with Alexian Brothers Hospital, and do you work with any of the teams that Dr. Schuster does or other teams on your own?
Sure. I mean, Dr. Schuster and I both do the Chicago Bandits and the Chicago or Schaumburg Boomers and the Chicago Mustangs, who went undefeated this year. I mean, I also just gave a talk about acupuncture at St. Alexius last month, and got a good turnout, and it was great. We had a few patients come in from that, just, you know, getting out into the community and talking a little bit more, educating people on what we do here.
Very good. So when you go out to the various sports teams, are you there for every one of their home games? Like, how does that work?
No. We try to get the patients to come here. The girls' professional softball team, they're much proactive. Just women in general are more proactive. They'll come into office.
Thank you.
And, the men, you know, they're like the boomers. They'll come in, but they'll come in, you know, they start coming in at the end of the season because they know the girls are coming in, so the men want to meet the girls. They see, because on our board, we'll have pictures of both teams. And then they want to date these girls. And so they start, you know, so that's why they come in.
You're like a match.com.
Yeah, it is like match.com. But we'll go there maybe once, twice a week for their games, and then we'll adjust maybe 10, 15 players in like a half hour. We would do acupuncture, and we'll do it right in the locker room there, and we'll work with the medical doctor. It makes it fun, you know, and a lot of times with our patients, if they have younger children, we'll bring them with us, and they can sit there and watch. But usually for the men's softball team, we'll see them after long bus rides, and they'll take a bus ride to Canada, and so that's where they're calling me up in a panic. And then Dr. B or I will go there and adjust the players. And we'll adjust their toes all the way up to their neck. They just lay there and, you know, just bam, you know. So, but it's fun. And then, like you said, we took care of the Chicago Mustangs, a professional softball team, who just is finished. And you don't realize how rough soccer is. And we saw a lot of lower extremity injuries for the soccer players.
So what do you guys have on the horizon with Total Athletic Care? You've been in business 13 years. Anything exciting coming up for 2014 or even 2015?
You know, I mean, one thing we're getting involved in, we sponsor a lot of races, 5K races, and we sponsor one that we're kind of excited about. This is our third year, and it has to do with sex trafficking. And they do that. It's out in Algonquin. So we all run the race, and they sponsor. I think they made raised $30,000 last year, and that was good to do. And then also we have a couple other races in Itasca, and so we all try and walk or run it. And then some of our staff have never run it in a 5K, or just never been in the race, like Ilse. And now all of a sudden, you know, just seeing like someone like you coming in and seeing us do it, now she runs these little 5K races. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of exciting. So if we can get our patients that whether, you know, they're, you know, a couple 100 pounds overweight, that we can get them to exercise a little bit. So that's what we're really promoting, that, you know.
That's good. Yeah, like you have a great, like you said, family environment and very supportive. So what is the website where people can find more information about your practice, the services you offer?
You know, you could just Google, you know, Dr. Barrera or Dr. Schuster, but just our website is totalathleticcare.com. You just find, you know, just will pop up, you know, pretty easily. So if you just looked up, if you just Googled ART, Dr. Barrera will pop up.
Good. That's good to know. Okay. Well, you know, this has been great talking to you guys, and I've even learned a lot, even though I've been going to you both for 13 years, and I'm, you know, very grateful to have you guys because, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today without you. And, you know, same thing with, you know, the family and friends and clients that I've referred to. And I know in turn they've referred people to you as well. And just in general, you're good people. And like you said, you want to help people. And I think it's nice to see that there are, you know, physicians out there that really do care about their patients and really do want to make a difference, because a lot of times people are just in it for the dollar. And so that's one thing that, you know, like you said, you're passionate, you guys love what you're doing. And again, you know when you need to refer people out, when it's out of your scope. And like you said, you admit, I mean, same thing with me, like I can't help everybody either. You know, a lot of times I have to refer them out to other people like you, or some, you know, sometimes they need other avenues, which I refer them to as well. So, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with today in regards to chiropractic care?
Yeah, we just want to, we just really enjoy what we do. Like I said, we're kind of blessed that we found a profession that we like, just like yourself. There's so many people out there that have jobs that are not happy what they do. If you try and find something you really enjoy and you're helping people, it makes it fun. It makes it fun when someone comes in, they've had bursitis in their hip and they have this pain, they can't lay on it, they can't do this activity. And when they come in and say, "Oh my gosh, I can do this now," and that just makes your day. Not getting paid, is what makes your day, is just that person saying that, or the person coming in telling you that their mirrors in their house are too low, and you're thinking, what? And you're, because now they stand up straight, now the mirror cuts them off.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Dr. Barrera and Dr. Schuster, for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
And next week, tune in to hear myself and Lori Hess talking about home birth, this mother of two, how, she did everything to avoid medical intervention, and more talking about, prenatal nutrition and exercise and her journey with having two kids naturally. So have a great day.
Thanks for joining us for Lifestyle 360. Please join Nicole Monnier for another edition of our program next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you next week.